Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darim Daf Chof Aleph. We begin at the bottom of Daf Chof Omud Beis with the brand new perek, the third perek, Arba Nidorim, and we begin three lines from the bottom with the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Arba Nidorim Hitiru Chachomim. As the Ran explained in the first Ran in this new perek, Arba Nidorim, he says, tomorrow we'll have a machlokus about this, and the Ran chooses the interpretation, Shemutorin Me'elehen. When we say over here that there are four types of the Dorim, that Hitiru Chachomim means that there's no requirement to even do Hataris Nidorim. Ella what? They are Mutorim Me'elehen, below Heter Chacham. They don't require the Hataris Nidorim of Chacham, the Snidorim, as we'll see. We're going to discuss the first of the four in our discussion today. The Mishnah will just mention the other three, and they'll be discussed at a later point in time. So, right now, the way the Ran wants us to learn the Mishnah is to use the interpretation that it means hitiru chachamim, automatically the Nedarim fall off. They don't even require Taras Nedarim. It's so obvious that these Nedarim were not intended as real Nedarim. What are these examples? So he starts off and tells us Nidrei Zeruzin. So the Ran tells us that these are Shalom Nadar, Elo Lizareis Chaveiro Shalom Yabod Bedaito. As we'll explain in the Gemara, the Ran just gives us a highlight here. He says this is a type of a neder that's only done to spur a person to do something. Lizareis chaveiro, that he shouldn't stand in his position and not change it. Shloyamo bedaita. We'll see this has to do with business dealings, for example, and you make a neder about the price of something, as we'll see in a moment. Next three categories we're not going to discuss in any great detail today. They're not discussed further in the Mishnah at all, and we'll wait till we get to the next Mishnah to discuss them further. So the next category that we have in our Mishnah is the Nidrei Havoy. The Ryan explains that Havoy is a neder she'eno klum. It's a worthless neder. It has no base to it whatsoever. And he says, Shamir Vishayis, the translation of those words for the Pasuk in Yishai is the Targuminan Havoy Ubor. These are things that have no value whatsoever. They're worthless. Shamir Vishayis are various types of thorns and thistles, so they have no substance to them whatsoever. And these are the type of a neder that a person makes when he's just saying something grandiose. He's saying something that is clearly not a neder, but he's making a very exaggerated statement. As you can see this in Tosos, who says that Nidrei Havoy are guzma, an exaggeration, vavoy, and a meaningless statement. And then he has the word Loshon Acherim, which the Hagos and Siyunim, Os Samach, tells us that the word is incorrect over here. It really should be Loshon Achurva, or a Loshon of Echod. In other words, he brings down sources that this is, again, something that is an exaggerated statement. It's a word, for example, often does it uses the term 300 to mean a lot. So that's Nidrei Havoy. The next category is Nidrei Shigogos. This is when something happens Bishogeg. So the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hamad Beis is going to tell us that what's an example of Nidrei Shigogos. So it's going to say, if a person says, if a person says that something should be co-named to me, if I ate or drank something today, and then afterwards he realizes, he didn't think he had drunk anything, and only afterwards he realizes it. So there are other examples of this as well. We'll wait till we get to the Mishnah on Chof HaYomid Beis. And the fourth and final category over here is called Nidrei Onsen. This is when a person is not expecting to fulfill a tnai of his neder, and then he does fulfill the tnai of the neder. And this is called an ones, something that came upon him through no control of his own, and therefore it is not considered a valid neder. And as we said, according to one pshat in the Gemara, this would be something that doesn't even require heitaras nedarim. It is not a good neder, mineu bay, from internally. And again, when we get to the Mishnah of Zion, we'll discuss this more. So again, we have one category that we're going to discuss today in our Mishnah and in our Gemara, and that's the Nidrei Zeruzin. And that will continue in our Mishnah to discuss it. And again, the Mishnah will not discuss types 2, 3, and 4. Subsequent Mishnahis will discuss each of them. So what are Nidrei Zeruzin? Nidrei Zeruzin Kesa. To give us an example of what neder that is called a neder that is made through Lazaris, your friend. What exactly is that? So Hayamocher Chepetz. So Reuven is selling an item, and he's selling it to Shimon, the Omer. And he says to Shimon, listen, Konam, She'eni Poches L'cho Min Hasela. I making a neder, and we'll see in a moment what that neder is, that I will not sell this to you for less than a sela. A sela is 4 dinarim. As the Mefarish tells us, reminds us, Shu Arba Dinorim. And the Ran explains over here that the person in the bottom Ran says, Konem Hamekachalai, the seller, Ruvein, is telling the buyer, Shimon, Konem Domov Olai, the money that I would get for selling you this item should be like a carbon to me. In other words, it should be also to me, imani mochro, the pachos nisela, if I were to sell it to you for less than a seller, less than a 4 dinarim, shu arba dinarim. So the person, Reuven, is making an edit to show his strength of this deal, that he's not going to sell it for less than 4 dinarim. And what does Shimon, the buyer, say? So the buyer says, Vahala Omer, the buyer says, Konam She'eni Mosef Lecha Al HaShekel. So the buyer says that this should be also to me, the item. The Ran says, Konem HaMekach Olai, that this item should be also to me, Imani Mosef Liknos B'yesem HaShekel, Shushnei Dinar, if I'm going to buy it for more than 2 dinar, a shekel. The Rosh has a slightly different way of explaining it, but the bottom line is the same. The Rosh says, Libra Masu Konim, and he says, Komar, Konim Kikar Zeolai. He says, no, I have a loaf of bread in front of me. And he says, this Kikar should be also to me, Imani Pochis Lemon I sell. If I were to sell it to you for less than the 4 dinarim, and the buyer says, no, this Kikar should be also to me, if I purchase it from you for more than 2 dinarim for a shekel. So we have a business standstill over here, and this is really a negotiation. And as we turn to Chaf Aleph from Aleph, we see Shnehem Rotsim Bishlosha Dinarim. They really each want to sell it for 3, but they're negotiating over here. So these Nedarim that they're making aren't real Nedarim. Nobody intends them to be a Neder from the very beginning. As the Ran says in the top Ran, Shamocha Yadatu Lishlosha. The seller always said, in my mind, I'm going to sell it for 3, but I got to get this guy up from 2. And he wasn't really intending with his neder to asa either the kikar, like the Rosh said, or the money that he would get for this sale, as the Ran said. So he's only doing this el lazaris el okeach, that the purchaser shelo yamor el daito, that the purchaser shouldn't be stuck at 2 shamar beis dinarin the sheyaskim l'shlosha, to get him up to 3. And this is a negotiating tactic. So Reuven, the seller, says, I'm not selling it for less than 4. And the buyer says, I'm not buying it for more than 2. So they compromise at 3. They're both happy. Shneim rotzim b'shlosha dinarin, the Mishnah tells us. And again, the Ran says, that's exactly what we're talking about over here. Umishum hachi, first of the thin lines in the Ran, lo chayil nidra. This is not a real neder. The time of the milsul, if he should dark and shamok of a lokeach, bekach. This is the normal business dealings. This is the normal way that they talk. And neither of them intended it to be a neder. Mishum hachi lo mikru dvarim shavalevi. And that's why we don't say this is dvarim shavalevi. Normally we have a rule, dvarim shavalevi ain't a dvarim. We have a rule that if a person says something, but he says in his heart he meant something else, so the Beis Din or anybody has to go by what he said and not by what he was thinking. But here, it's so clear and evident that he wasn't thinking what the neder sounds like, but he was using it as a business negotiating tactic, and therefore everybody knows this, and therefore we say in this situation, the neder doesn't need to be matir. There is no neder over here, l'chatchila. Now, the Ran then continues and says, Garsinim Yushami, that Omer Zira Hadod Detema Vishain Mamidim. This is only true if they don't stand by their position and say, no, I meant it as an edit. Abu Bamamidim Tzvichim Heter Chochem. But if he said, no, I meant this, I really meant that I'm not going to sell it, get any Hanor from it if I sell it for less than 4. Or the other person said, I really meant that I'm not going to get an offer if I buy it for more than 2. So then, if they're mamidim, if they're holding tight in their position, what they stated, then yeah, it does require hataras nedar. Therefore, the Ran says, Pirush, b'she'ein mamidim divrayim, shomer shalo nadru b'dafka el lazaris. That's only if we can state for certain that they're doing this as a negotiating tactic. But abo mamidim divrayim, lomar shebedavka nadru tzrichim heter chacham. They would, in fact, need a heter of a chacham. The Ran then questions this, and we'll leave this for another time. Now we go to the Gemara. Again, we're not discussing the other types of the Arba and the Dharm. Categories 2, 3, and 4 will be in upcoming Mishnayos over the next couple of days. Okay, so Gemara starts off and says, Arba and the Dharm, Hidiru Chacham Chule, quotes the Mishnah, and it says, Amalei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Rabami. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal says to Rabami, Amris Lon Mishmei the Rabbi Huda Nesia, you said to us previously in the name of Rehuda Nesia. Rehuda Nesia was the grandson of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and that's why he was known as Rehuda Nesia. In any event, he's a first-generation Amora, and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal says to Ravami that you taught us in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia that Mantana Arba Nedarim, who's the author of our Mishnah, and you taught us that it was Rabbi Yehuda here. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, not his grandfather, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. This is the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, who was a generation earlier than Rabbi. In any event, we had this shita in yesterday's shir, and that was Rabbi Huda's opinion that the Amar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, that he said in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, that a neder must be explicitly stated. There can't be any doubt about the neder. And therefore, La Olam, Ein echad mehem nazir. We had the situation where a person had said, Reuven had said, if that guy is Yanko, then I'm a nazir. And Shimon said, if the guy's not Yanko, I'm a nazir. And then before the guy could come, he turned away. They didn't ever find out, was it Yanko or not. So in that situation, there are those tanoim that say that they're both nazirim al sofek. But Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, la'olam ein echad mehem nazir. Neither Reuven nor Shimon is a nazir in that situation. Lefi shalo nitna nazirus elo lehef law. That nazirus must be explicitly stated. It cannot be any doubt as to what he meant. And therefore, the author of our Mishnah must be Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, because our Mishnah clearly is not something that was explicitly stated and was meant to be a definitive statement. So, the way that Rabbi Abba Bamamul explained the Mishnah to Ravami was that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah had said that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Fine. Rava doesn't like this. Rava says, why are we locking it into a Das Yochid? Rava Omar, no. Afilu Tem Rabbani. You can even learn the Mishnah as being authored by the Chacham. The Chacham that disagree with Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon to say that, no, in that situation, somebody would be a Nazir if Yanko runs away and they never find out was that Yanko or not. So Afilu Tem Rabbani. You can even say that this is the Chachamim who argue Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Now, why is that? Mik tani shneim rotsu. Look at the language of the Mishnah. The last words of the Mishnah, it did not say shneim rotsu, which would imply that only at the end did they, yeah, we finally agreed upon a price. I was really set on four. I was really set on two, but oh, we eventually agreed on three. No, that's not what it said. It said shneim rotsin kitani, mean that at the very beginning, when the seller, Reuven, said, I'm not selling it for less than four. He knew at that point in time he was selling it for three. And when Shimon, the buyer, said, I'm not paying more than two for it, he knew he was going to pay three for it. So it was just Lazares. And therefore, even the Chachamim, who say in a Suffolk situation, you do become a Nazir, when the Reuven and Shimon say, is that Yanko, is that not Yanko? And then Yanko runs away, and they never find out, was it Yanko or not? So then both of them are Nazir. So in that situation, we said sofek, we go la hachmir, but here it's not a sofek. It says shneim rotsim b'shlosha from lechatchila. Each of them was willing to go and pay three for it, and therefore this is just lazares, and therefore it doesn't require hataras nedar. So Rava says our authorship of our Mishnah is not limited to just Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, but it could be even their bali plukta, the chachamim that argue with them. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Amalo tfei mi sela, v'halomar botsu mi shekel, nidra have, oze ruzin have. Okay, this was great, Ravina says, when it was off by not too much. It was four versus two, and it's a straightforward compromise to make it three. Okay, I can understand that. But what happens if it was a larger amount than a sela? Reuven said, I'm not selling it for a larger amount than a sela. More than four dinarim, I'm not selling it for less than that. This is already quite a difference than the opinion of the person who wants to buy it, who that also doesn't say two. He says, I'm not buying it for an amount less than two. So they're now much further apart. That's why some of them, unfortunately, understand this. If it's a wider discrepancy than four and two, so some understand this as if the discrepancy is more than four and two, so then what is the din? Do we say, yeah, it's still a negotiating tactic. Yeah, he really said five and he really said one, but they're going to compromise on three. It's the same thing. No difference four and two if they started off with five and one, or an amount more than four and an amount less than two. Or do we say, no, if it's four and two that they're starting with, then we could compromise on three. But if it's something like five and one, so then they're never really saying that I'm willing to sell it for three. And therefore, this is a real neder, and it's not a nidre zeruzin. That's the question that Ravina is to Ravashi. So Ravashi says, Amar Lei Tanina. We learned this in a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Later in the Masechta, on Daf Samach Gimel, where it says over there, Hoye misarev b'chaveiro shiyochalets. If a person is bothering somebody, so to say, to go and eat at his house. He says, come to my house, come to my house, come to my house. So the person who's being asked to eat there, he doesn't want to go there. He doesn't want to go eat at Reuven's house. Reuven is pestering Shimon, urging Shimon, please come eat at my house, eat at my house. So finally, Reuven says to him, he says, I really don't want to eat by you, for whatever the reason. He's on a diet, and he knows if he goes to eat at that house, he's going to go off his diet. So he says, it's a koni for me to even enter your house. If I enter your house, then your house is also to me. Or he says that I can't even eat, drink a tipas sonin in your house. I can't even have a drop of water, cold water in your house. So in this situation, nevertheless, even though he said that I won't enter your house even. I won't have even a small drink of water in your house. I won't have a drop of cold water in your house. Nevertheless, mutuli konis lebeso, velishtos hemenutzonen. So he didn't mean this as an absolute. The Mishnah tells us that no, he meant I won't have a regular meal in your house. And therefore, when he said, your house should be konin to me if I enter it, or the tibatzona should be konin to me if I drink from it. Nevertheless, he didn't mean it that way. He just was trying to say, I really don't want to come to eat by you a regular meal. And therefore, mutuli konis, he can go into the house, into the friend's house, and he's allowed to even drink with the lishlos imenu tzone. Because shalom niskaven ze elul shum achilush sia. He really was saying, I don't want to have a regular meal by you. Okay, I will enter your house, and I will have a drop of water there, but I don't mean that I can't enter your house or have a drop of water. I was just using it as a lotion of Zeruzin. Now the Mefarish states over here that in this situation, Avolo Achila Meruba, he wouldn't be allowed to have a meal or a lot of drinking over there because that is really what he meant. According to the Rush, however, the Rush says, the kosher can shemut b'achilush siyah. He would even be allowed to have a regular meal over there because he was only doing this, Shalo Hiskir, that came in the Mashotzi Beviv, ain't no neder. There wasn't a real neder what he put out from his mouth. And even in his machshava, eno klum, that no de belibo afal pi, she'ein piv machisho, eno neder. And what he was thinking, even inside, he didn't say. He said, I'm not entering your house. I'm not even a drop of water. So the Rosh says he could even then, in that situation, since he didn't mean that, so he could even have a meal. The Mefarish said, no, he wouldn't be able to have a regular meal or a regular drink there. In any event, v'amai, why? How come? He said, I'm not going to have a drink of water, so how come he's allowed to have a drop of water there? So Gemara says, Eldo, Mishtoi inishachi. Because this is normal way that people talk to each other. It's not a real neder. He says, I'm not going to enter your house. I'm not going to have a drop of water by you. That's a normal tactic that people use when they don't want to do something. He didn't want to have a regular meal there. So he said, I'm not going to enter your house. I'm not going to have a drop of water. So too, in this business transaction, even if it's more than 4 and 2, even if it's 4.5 and 1.5, or any other number, more than 4, less than 2, that is still called the negotiating tactic, so to say, and that is not considered a real neder. It's nidre zeruzin, and Rabashi tells Ravina it will not take effect. Ravina doesn't like this. Amalei, Ravina says, when we turn to Chavala from Udbez, Ravina says as follows. He says, me dummy, the two cases aren't comparable over here. The case that you just brought down, where the guy says, I don't want to eat a meal by you, and instead of saying that, he says, I won't even enter your house, I won't have a drop of water, gabi tzonein, in regards to the drop of water, he really, in that situation, says, I don't mean it literally, because he says, Sadiqim omri ma'ad v'osin arbe. Okay, you say, just come inside for a drop of water, and all of a sudden, before you know it, there's a whole 9-course meal out there in front of him with all sorts of beverages and all sorts of food. So, Sadiqim omri ma'ad, they say a little bit, v'osin arbe, they do a lot. And therefore, in that situation, he really didn't mean not to enter the house and not to have a drop of water. He just knows what it would lead to. And that's why he used those terms, and he really never intended not to enter his house or not to have a drop of water. Because tzaddik and omri ma'at v'os in arbe. However, in our business negotiation over here, there's no tzaddik and omri ma'at v'os in arbe. There's a business deal that's trying to be transacted here. Hocha, in this situation, sveikahi, this is a real suffix. Did he really mean, I'll accept less than, more than 4? Or the buyer said, I'm not going to pay more than 1.5? So in that situation, it's a real suffix. Is that what he meant, or is that not what he meant? Maybe it was a business negotiating ploy that, okay, I'll start off with 5, but I really go down to 3, and I'll start off with 1, but I really go up to 3. So maybe it was a regular negotiating tactic, no different than 4 and 2. And this is a nidre zeruzin, it wouldn't require hatara. Odilmah, maybe not. Odilmah, when it's 4 and 2, you can say it's a negotiating tactic. But here, when he's using a number more than 4, and the buyer is using a number that's less than 2, Odilma, in this situation, dafukomer, they really mean it. They're nidrahabi, and it is a real neder, because this isn't a negotiating tactic when it's so far apart. If it's more than 4 and less than 2, that's no longer called the negotiating ploy. That's called a neder, and therefore the neder would take effect. It would have to have a taras d'darim if they would eventually agree on a price of 3. So those are the two sides of the coin, and the Gemara leaves off with the Nedarim equivalent of Teku, Tibay, yeah, it's a Shaila. We have to wait till Elio comes to answer the Shaila. And the Ran tells us in the first of the thin lines in the top of the Ran, Velo Ifshitan Bayan, we don't answer our Baya, and therefore, Venaktina Luchumra. We have to go Luchumra and say in this situation that the Nether would require a Torah if they eventually agree on a price of 3. Okay, we go right. Amar Vasi, the Amar Rav Yehuda said, "Name Rav Vasi, Arba Nedarim Halalu Tzrichim Sheilu L'Chacham." These four Nedarim do require Sheilu L'Chacham. Now, that's very, very problematic because this goes against our Mishnah, and Amarim usually don't go and say something that's against an outright Mishnah. Against the Brisa, they sometimes didn't know the Brisa, but they all knew the Mishnais. So another way is to understand this, the simplest way, I think, is the Ritva's way of understanding this, and that is that we're dealing over here with an Amar Oretz. And on a Deraisa level, you're right. The Mishnah says that there is no requirement to do Hataras Adarim. But if you're dealing with an Amar Oretz who's not going to understand that, it says, wait, there I didn't need Hataras Adarim. Maybe in a real Nether, I also don't need Hataras Adarim. So therefore, Midirabbanon, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, is telling us that on a Dirabbanon level, you need to do Hataras Adarim. In any event, Ki Amrisa Kamei de Shmuel, Rav Yehuda learned first by Rav, and then he learned afterwards when Rav passed away, he went to Shmuel to learn. So Rav Yehuda said over this statement in the name of Rav Asi in front of Shmuel, Ki Amrisa Kamei de Shmuel. So what did Shmuel say? Omar, the Tana of Amishda, Tana, Tani, Arbon and Dorm, Hitiru Chachamim, Yat Arme, Svichim, Shelu Chachamim. He asked basically the question that I just tried to answer a moment ago. How in the world are you saying something against the Mishnah? Doesn't make any sense. And in other words, Shmuel disagreed with the way we just explained Rav Asi according to the Ritva, and he says that no, nobody here, according to our Mishnah, even in Am Aretz, requires any sort of Hataras Adarim, even on a Derabbanan level. That's the first way to understand this statement of Yehuda Rav Asi. Rav Yosef, when he learned this, he learned it in a slightly different way. Rav Yosef, Masli Lo Loha Shmaisa B'Hai Lishta, he learned this in the following manner. He said that originally the statement was, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, Ein Chacham Rasha Lahatir, Elokein Arbo Nedor Malolu, that a Chacham is not allowed to go and be Matir Neder unless it's one of these four types of Nedorim. Now, what does that mean? So if you look in the Ran tells us, Ein Chacham Matir Elokein Arbo Nedor Malolu, he says, Kolomar. What the Gemara is telling us over here, the understanding of Rabbi Yosef in the statement of Yehuda Amar Vasi is, Kolomar, She'ein Lo Lahatir B'charota, you can't use Charota, regret. Oh, I wish I hadn't made that neder. You can't use that to be matir neder. What do you have to do? Ella bePesach shahaneder kishu nitar bePesach mochiach mitocho shahu neder tos. So, Rav Yehuda Amar Vasi is saying that you can't use just charota to be matir, a different type of neder that's like these four nedarim, but you have to find a pesach in it that demonstrates from intrinsically that the neder was never made with intention. The heavy ke'ein arbor nedarim. It's like these four, avo b'charota lo, but not just by simply saying, oh, I wish I hadn't made that neder. V'hainu taima the odiv pesach mecharota. And the Ran continues and says, this is the reasoning why if you have to have a you need to have a Pesach more than just simple Charota. There has to be a rationale why this nether intrinsically was never meant to be a real nether rather than just saying, I regret it. Lefisha kol nether shu nitar b'Pesach. If a nether is ultimately able to be nullified with a Pesach, harei hanodir omer, that's as if the person who made the nether, sha'afilu b'tchilo kishenodar, this means that the person, if he had given it some thought, right at the beginning when he made the nether, he never would have made the nether. He just didn't give it adequate thought. But the reasoning was already present there. The Pesach was already there. The nimso nidro betos, and therefore you can be matir because it turns out the whole nether was a mistake. He never really meant that. Abul nether shunita b'charota. But if he's saying it's just regret, that type of regret wasn't present there initially. If he had really given it tremendous thought at the beginning, he still would have made the nether, because the regret only comes now, later on. He says, oh, now I realize it was only at that point in time I was angry, or I was in a rush, or whatever it was, that I made the nether. Akshav, only now, at this later point in time, my name is Charit, I have regret. And that's why the Ran says that regret is, so to say, much easier to be matir and nether with. But you can't use just Charata. You have to have a Pesach that was present originally at the time and just wasn't recognized. And now, in retrospect, you say, yeah, I had that reason not to make the nether. Even when I made the nether, I just didn't realize it. And therefore, that's a Pesach, and that works. So the Ran's understanding over here is that Rav Yosef is telling us that Charata doesn't work. And you need to have a real Pesach. Ksava, as the Gemara says, ain posel mecharata, and that's the shita of Rav Yosef in his understanding of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Rush is very similar, and the Rush writes in Dira Masel Elokin Abarn Adam. He says Achi Motzi Lo Pesach. He also says you need to have a Pesach. Shiomar Adaita Dohachi Lo Nadri. If I had realized that, I never would have made the neder. V'nimtzah Shlohi Yomei Olam Neder, and it uproots the neder from its beginning. Kimo Dalid Nedarim Halalu, which we say don't really never they never really get off the ground. They don't really have substance to them. Shloye Balibo Lashum Neder. He never intended with these Arba Nedarim to make a neder. We've only explained Zeruza. We didn't explain the others, but we will eventually. But they all didn't have the status of being a neder from the beginning. So too, if there's a Pesach, it makes it. If there's no neder from the beginning, and again, you can't just use Charata. Ksover ain't posul b'Charata. So this is the opinion of Rav Yosef. His understanding of Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. On the other hand, we have Rav Huna who disagrees. Rav Huna is poseach b'charata, as the Rosh says in the next Dibur Basel. Rav Huna saw posel b'charata. And what's the case of Rav Huna? How the Asel came to Rav Huna? There once was a person who came to Rav Huna. He had made an eder, and he wanted Rav Huna to be matir the eder. So Rav Huna asks him, Amalei libach aloch. The Ran explains, Kolomar, Hayo libach miyushav alecha b'shosh nadarta. Were you of a sound mind? Were you able to think properly at the time that you made the neder? Begam achshav enatoy b'nedarcha arayom, and you really only regret your neder right now, but at the time that you made the neder, you were perfectly comfortable making that neder. Elef shiom zeh ve'elech hatirotzul okro. Only because now you're upset about it, you have regret. Now you'd like the neder to go away. Vihavi, if that's the case, ki haygadna lo charata mikra de charata meikara ba'ina, then I can't do it because that's not called having that regret at the very beginning. You only have the regret now, and I can't be mati yaneder based on that. Or, o loya libcha miyushav alecha, you weren't of a sound mind at that time. Shemitoch hakas, you were very angry, you made the neder nadarta. And now you're upset that you made that nether originally. In that situation, I would be able to be matir the nether. Alternatively, Inami the Ran says, your state of mind at the time you made the nether. Adayin shirotz ata benidrach ad achshav. Did you want the nether up until this point in time, and only now? Ella shmiyom zeh the elich atim isharibo. Then I can't be matir the nether. So it all depends. What was your frame of mind at the time that you made the neder, libach alach or not? So Amalei lo, he said, no, I wasn't in a good state of mind. I was very angry at that point in time, and now I've calmed down. I said, oh, I wish I hadn't made the neder. Vishaya, and Rav Huna permitted it. Now, this is charata. It's charata that he has right now. He may not have had it at the original point in time, but he no longer angry now. He says, I wish I hadn't made that neder. Rav Huna is poseach b'charata. So as the Rosh says, Rav Huna savar posel b'charata, pirush b'charata. What does that mean? Pirush kol dehu, any type of charata. Rak shiomer shu mischarit miyatzmo. He is regretting it on his own. V'rod sohayo shlo no debiolim, and he wishes the nether had never taken place. V'notzarach shimotz lo chol and pesach lomar adayt adochi nadarta. And the Chacham doesn't have to find the Pesach. So again, basically, Rav Huna says charata is good, and Rav Yosef's understanding of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi is that charata is not good. You need to have a real Pesach that was present at the time of the original neder. So this is the machlokis. Now the ma'aseh shoya. How the osel kamei the rabba bar Rav Huna. The once was a person who came to have hataras nedarim from rabba bar Rav Huna. Rav Huna's son. So Amalei, so Rabbi Rav Huna says to this person, Il hoya asara b'nei adam, sheyefai sucha b'yosa shah mina darta. If there had been 10 people over there telling you, hey, don't make that neder, don't make that neder, what would you have done? So Amalei, so the person says, lo, Amalei, lo, I definitely would not have made that neder. If 10 people had told me at that point in time, you're angry, don't make the neder, I would not have made the neder. And therefore, this is charata at that very moment in time. And therefore, he says, Amalei lo, I would not have made such a neder. As the Ran says, Libamas Amalei lo, Shlomar, Shalomi toch yishuv adas adati. I wasn't of sound mind. I was very angry at that point in time. But Trilo, at that initial point in time, Vilafikach, ani mischarit kishinadarti, and umishum hachi sharya. Therefore, I am upset. I am regretting that I made the neder at that point in time because I was angry then. So even though I'm saying it now, but if I had known then, and realize it then, I would have regretted then making the nether, and therefore, Rav Huna's son, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, held like his father, and said that you can be posel b'charata. Again, the Ran's sheet is, that it has to be charata that you would have had when you made the nether. Not that I'm very happy till now, but now I'm sorry that I made the nether. No, it has to be charot at the time that you made the nether. In any event, the way the Ran understands it, the Rosh understands it the same way, is that this guy had charot at that point in time when he made the nether. He just didn't realize it because he was so angry, and therefore 10 people had told him, listen, don't make the nether. He wouldn't have made the nether then, so therefore, v'tiro. Now let's understand this. Rabba Bar Rav Huna is actually arguing with his father over here. And look in the Ran, in Dibra Masa Lil Yasara, so the Ran has a different girsa. The Ran writes, Kisavar ain't posting the charota, that Rabba Bar Rav Huna is holding that you don't mati the nether just with charota. Now, he then points out, Fi'ika Degaris, he says there is a different girsa, and it says, Kisavar posting the charota, that you are posting the charota. So what's going on over here? But he says, Hakol Ola Latam Echo, that both the girsas of ein posel charata or posel charata are both actually the same over here. Lefi she'inyan zet, the way that you understand this is as follows. Diu lu haya yud b'nei adam, if there were 10 people over there, that's gara mi pesach, that's not as good as a pesach, but the odif mei charata, that's better than charata. What do we mean by that? Gara mi pesach, it's worse than a pesach, mishum de lo hayu achshav yud b'nei adam she'ifaisu. The name of Pesach Ma'ayah Hevi. There aren't 10 people that were there that told him that. She lo yodea kein, lo yonoda, that if they had been there, he wouldn't have made the neder. So it's not as good as the Pesach because there really weren't 10 people over there. However, it's better. The odif mecharata, charata itself would not be enough. And therefore, mishum, the mecharata greda with just charata ain't a motzi shum inyan ba'atzmo. That there's no evidence that intrinsically he wouldn't have made the nether. And it's only if other people had been there that he wouldn't have made the nether. And therefore, only in that situation would it be clear that he only made the nether out of mehiras, out of his rushing to do it because he was angry. And therefore, the Ran concludes, Mishum Hochi, Man de Goris ain't posim b'charata, Hochi Karat, the one who has the girsa ain't posim b'charata, this is where he would learn this. That Rabba Bar Rav Huna is saying that the charata greatest saw ain't posim, that just with regular charata, that wouldn't be a good way to be matir the nether. Only ela b'charata, she misbareres yofer kazu, only if you can clearly show what the charata was, then it would be acceptable. Man de Goris posim b'charata, and the one that had the girsa that, in fact, posel charata is only talking about that type of charata, al-chimar, the low boy pesach, el charata berua, but you need a clear charata. So the bottom line is, Rabba Bar Rav Huna disagrees with his father. His father says posel charata, period. And you have a Rabba Bar Rav Huna who says that, no, you need to have a clear charata, but regular charata would not be good. And in fact, in this situation, let's read it again. If there was a clear charata, then min nadar, would you make the neder? So I'm only low. So the person says to Rabbi Rav Huna, no. So only in that situation would it be acceptable. And therefore, v'hitiru. So he was matir because there's this berura charata, but not in a regular case of charata. So this machlokas between Rabbi Bar Rav Huna and his father is also Tanya. Now, the way that we read Tanya over here is the Lashon of Nedarim is Meshuna, as we mentioned many times, it should be really Kitanya. This Machlokis Amarayim, Rav Huna and his son, is paralleling the following Machlokis that we have in this Brisa. The Brisa says that the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Lo Yodom, Leizeh Alecha, we ask the person who's coming to be Matir Neder, were you of a sound mind at the time that you made the Neder? And Im Omar Lav, if he says, no, I wasn't, so then Matir no so. Oh, so the Rosh says, in Dima Masul Tanya of Yehuda, Omer, so he brings down this pluks over here, Maisi Brisa the Pligi, Tanoi, Bepluksu, the Hanach Amaray, the same Achlokas the Amarayim had, Rav Huna and his son, is the same Achlokas of Yehuda over here, and the next Tana, Rav Yishol, Rav Yossi. And that is, Rav Yehuda, the Tana, Rav Yehuda, the Omer, Amrina, Lo, Libcho, Leo, if you just tell us over here that you weren't of sound mind, boom, that's Charata, that's Kirav Huna. Whereas, now we continue reading the Brisa, Rav Yishol, Rav Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Avir. Rav Yishol, Rav Yossi said in the name of his great father, Rav Yossi, he says, Omer, Lo, Leo, we ask the person, no, you need a Charata, Berura, Il, Wa Yasar, Bnei Adam, Sheif, Aisuchab, Osu, Shah, Min, Adarto, if there had been 10 people over there, would you have made the nether under that circumstance? So, Imam Malav, if he says, no, in that situation, so then Matir no so. But only because you have this Berura Charata. And that's what the Rosh continues. And he says, Rav Yishmol, Kirabu, Barav, Huna, Vahavale, Kitanoi. Again, this is Kitanoi, but the Lashonis of the Nedarim are unusual, and that's why I said Tanya. In any event, this Machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, parallels the later Machlokis of the Amoraim, Rav Huna, and his son, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Gemara continues and says, Simon, Asi Velozer Yochanan V'yanai. This Simon over here, we always say out the Simonim, it's a school that to say out the Simonim, is going to be the name of the four Amoraim that we're going to be dealing with in the next four Maisim. So we start off and say, how did Yosel come into Rav Asi? There once was a person who came to Rav Asi to be Matined there, and Omar Lay, so Rav Asi said to him, Kadu Tahis. So the Ran says that the word Tahis means, Kolomar Atomis Chorit, Charoto Demeikora, Viloshun Toe Al Rishonos. Are you, in fact, upset that you made your Neder? You regret that you made your Neder? And Omar Lay, Lo. Now, the Girsa that the Ran has is Omar Lay, Velo, and the Loshun of Bismia. Am I not? Of course I am. In other words, it's as if he had said, yes, I am in fact upset that I made the neder, v'shaya. And Rav Asi was matted the neder just based upon that. Now, the Ran points out, the chitema of Rav Asi, who the Yomar Le'el, ain't poskin. We just said that Rav Asi says he can't be poseach, so he says, Rav Asi l'chud, the two Rav Asis over here. So don't worry that the previous opinion that we had of Rav Asi said, we are not posting charata here. This Ravasi, a different Ravasi, says that we are posting charata. Now, that's the gears of the Ran was really velo, a loshen bismia. If you look in the gears of the Rush said, Amalei in, yes, I have charata and vishaya. So the Rush just has it straightforward, not as a loshen bismia. Wouldn't I? Of course I would. That's the way the Ran understood it and had the Girsa. The Rush has a Girsa. Amalei, he said, in, yes, I definitely would not have made this neder. I regret it, and therefore posting charata vishaya. That's the first of the mnemonic Asi, Rav Asi. Then we go to the second of the mnemonic, the Elozer. This is the Amora, Rabbi Elozer. How the Osel came to Rabbi Elozer? There was a person who came to Rabbi Elozer to be Matined there, and Amalei, so Rabbi Elozer said to this person, Boyes Nidor? As the Ran explains, Rotz Ato Ad Achshov B'Nidorecha, until now did you want your Ned there? Elosh Mikan Ve'elech, and only from now, going forward, Ata Mischari, you're upset about the Ned there, you have regret about it. And therefore, if that's the case, in Cain, ein lecha heter, I'm sorry, I can't give you heter because ein posu v'charata. So that's what he asked this person. So the person said, Amalei. He responded back to Rabbi Elozer, ilo margizin li, if they hadn't got me so angry, lo b'inin klum, I certainly wouldn't have wanted to make the neder. So Amalei. So Rabbi Elozer responded back to him and said, if that's the case, Amalei, tehei kibbutz, it should be as you want. In other words, that the neder should be hutar. The Ran explains that Ibrahim Askel Amalei, he says, Kolomar, im lo hirgizani mitchila, klum hayisinoder. So he said, there's no way I would have made the neder in that situation. Lo bevadai, I certainly wouldn't have done this, elai dekas nadati, only because I was angry. And therefore, lefikach ani misorit achshov al shenadar dimi olam. And therefore, he says that we can be matted the neder because he had charata at the original time, and he holds posim charata. And you can see this Beferish in Tosus, Dibra Maskel, Omalei Lo. So he says, Vedavka kishimischoret neikara, as we explained to the precious. Abul eno mischoret neikara. If he didn't have that charata from the beginning, El Mikana Labo, it's only going forward, then everybody, even Rav Huna, Lukuliyama, imposed a charata zu with that type of a charata. Next case is Rav Yochanan. That's the third part of the demonic, Yochanan. So hayi itza, the once was a woman, the adrita livrata, that made a neder against her daughter. Her daughter had done something wrong, and she felt that the daughter shouldn't get any hanoah from her. But now she regretted it. So asol lekami the Rav Yochanan to do hataras nedarim. So I'm a law. So Rav Yochanan said to this woman, ilu hava yodat, if you had only realized and known the amram megerosech, that your neighbors, the megerosech, the Ran says, oh, the Shreinos, your neighbors, so if you had made and realized at the time that you made the neder, that your neighbors would say, the Amron, Megei Rosech, Allah debratech, about your daughter, that in fact, return to Chav Bezom and Aleph, ilu lo chamaz ba ema milin de aziva b'chdei lo adarta. The neighbors are all now going to say, listen, that mother asked her daughter to get hanor from her. That daughter must have done something really horrible, something immoral. She must have done something that was terrible. So as the Mefarish says, ilu le shirasa ba ema milin de aziva dvarim sheyafin lahanichan klomar dover zima, that the daughter Nebuch had done something totally wrong. The mother never would have made such a neder unless the daughter did something terrible. So Rav Yochanan asked the mother, if you realize that the neighbor is going to talk about your daughter in this way, would you have made an eder? Mi adart, would you have made such an eder? Amalei, she said, absolutely not. Lo, I never would have. And therefore, Vishaya, he also was matir the neder in this situation, because this is, again, meikara, she never would have made the neder, and this goes, and it's consistent with post milcharata meikara. And fourth and final part of the mnemonic was Rav Yanai. And here, his grandson comes, Bar Brate, the Rav Yanai Saba. Rav Yanai, the elder, Rav Yanai Saba, had a daughter, and that daughter had a son. So this grandson of Rav Yanai Saba came to his grandfather, also Lekame, the Rav Yanai Saba, to be Mati Neder. And the grandfather said to the grandson, Amalei, Ilu have yodat, if you had known the poskin pinkosecha umimashvishin beovadecha minadart, if you knew in Shemayim that they're going to open up your account, so to say, as the Ran says in the top Ran, shemitoch shehu no there, if a person makes nedarim nira, it appears in Shemayim shumachzikatzel chachosid. Oh, this guy's a really big chassid in his own minds. Shleich choshel nedar. He's so certain he's not going to be failing to fulfill his nether. And therefore, in Shemayim, they say, who is this guy? And they open up your ledger, so to say. They check you out to see if you're really the big chassid that you think you are for making such a darim. So Rav Yanai Saba said to his grandson, if you had realized that in Shemayim they're going to be doing this when you made the neder, would you have made the neder? So the grandson said, of course not. Zaydi, of course not. I'm only low. So therefore, Bishayi. So Rav Yanai Saba matted him, because again, this is Chayrota Meikara. Now, what is this about opening up the ledger in Shemayim? So I'm a Rabbi Abba. Micro, what's the source for this idea? So Pasuk says, from Mishle v'achar nidorim levaker, that if the person makes an ender in Shemayim, they are mevaker. Now, by the way, the Gemara says, v'afal gav, the Pasuk Rabbi Yanai le, even though Rabbi Yanai uses this as a Pesach meikara, a valid way to be matir the nether, anan, we don't follow this lemaisa, lo paschino le b'ha. We would not allow such a charata to be considered a valid way to be matir neder. As the Rosh says, in the Ramasav lo paschinam hadah, dafilu an eno mischaret, because sometimes the person is not going to really have charata, and he's going to say, shu mischaret, omar shu mischaret, the lo chotzif lomar sheno mischaret, because he's not going to be chutzif, he cannot say, no, I don't regret it. And therefore, he really doesn't regret it. So afal bi she makpidim olav min hashamayim, even though in Shemayim they're going to be makpid on him, but he's going to falsely say that he doesn't care about that, and therefore they're going to be matir the neder inappropriately. And he says, the Rosh adds, v'chein taimu de kol hani de lo paschinu bu. And we're going to have in the upcoming Gemara tomorrow a whole bunch of other situations where we don't accept this charata because we're concerned that the person doesn't really mean it. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. We'll continue picking up a further discussion about this in tomorrow's shir. With this, we conclude today's shir.